Dialogue number 3. As you enter the 5th grade, as upperclassmen, you are now expected to be students who can set great examples for the younger students. Let's discuss what responsibilities you'll have as upperclassmen.
Firstly, I would like to discuss with everyone what responsibilities we'll have as 5th graders. Please recall what previous 5th graders did for us and present. In my school commuting group, there were no 6th graders, so a 5th grader was in charge. Every morning, she checked the number of people in the group and also double-checked the number when crossing a big road as well. She also told off students who were chatting too much. In my group, there was always one 1st grader who was late. So, we always had to dash to school. The teacher of that 1st grader even told his parents to be careful, but it didn't improve.
Oh, I heard about this in the teachers' meeting. However, it wasn't brought up as a topic later, so I thought the situation improved. Question 48. Number 1, they are in the 1st grade. Number 2, they are in the 2nd grade. Number 3, they are in the 5th grade. Number 4, they are in the 6th grade. Question 49. Number 1. They are discussing responsibilities of upperclassmen. Number 2. They are discussing communication between teachers and parents. Number 3. They are discussing the number of students. Number 4. They are discussing the road condition of the community. Question 50. Number 1, the students go to school in groups. Number 2, the leader of the commuting group needs to be very careful. Number 3, the students should not chat too much when they walk to school. Number 4, the situation of Tobari-san's commuting group has improved.